Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good love and all that. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had.
That's 38 Special bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust, original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's also the founder of Palo Alto Software. He just goes around founding things, folks. That's what he does so well. He's the founder and the author of Hurdle, the book on business plan, as well as his newer one, The Plan As You Go Business Plan. And he's got a new one coming out, folks, that I'm very excited about. And we're gonna be telling you about it before too long right here on the show. Tim Berry, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tim is sharing what he calls four dangerous half-truths of entrepreneurship, folks. And I encourage you to dwell on the half-truth thing, because as we talk about it, you're going to say, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with that? That is how I feel. That is what you should be doing, blah, blah, blah. Well, but remember, you're seeing the part that's true. There's the half-truth. It's the other part that's dangerous, isn't it, Tim?
Yes.
I love my business. That's a half-truth. That's a good reason to go into business, because I'm doing what I love. The love part is true, but you can't dwell on that. That won't get you to the finish line all by itself. So it's a half-truth. There's another one, Tim. What's that one? Don't give up?
That don't ever give up. The three P's, passion, perseverance, and persistence.
Right.
Another dangerous half-truth. And we were just accidentally touching on it with do as you love, because they are kind of related. And you were saying, well, boy, you know, in those dark times when I just barely managed to make it through, if it weren't for doing what I love, I wouldn't have been able to. Mm-hmm. And that's so common in entrepreneurship, and so often bad advice. Because if the fundamentals aren't right, if the conditions aren't right, the advice that just stick to it and you'll succeed leads to failed business, broken dreams,
yep,
lost homes, lost relationships, leads to a lot of heartache. And here we are, the ones who stuck to it and it did work, telling everybody that if you just have to stick to it, where the real truth is you stick to it only if it's one of those special cases, which your story, Jim, probably was, one of those special cases in which the fundamentals are going to give you the business if you just, through the hard times, whether that's a slight pivot or just lasting. But there's a whole bunch of cases where the fundamentals are wrong, and you're going to go under, and the sooner the better.
And this particular question, when to stop, when is it time to turn the lights out, when is it time to lock the doors, when is it time to drop the gavel on a failed venture, is the hardest decision for a true entrepreneur, Tim, because if you are a true entrepreneur, by definition, you're a pathological optimist, right? By definition. You can't be a true entrepreneur if you aren't wild-eyed about something to a degree. I mean, how many times has somebody asked you, Tim, how'd you do that? And you said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Well, let me share a story, true story, and I'll try to tell it quickly. It's about a man that I encountered. He was a speaker somewhere who had been running his sailboat manufacturing company for the previous 25 years, and who, as he told the story of his business through the years, hated it.
Wow.
And when somebody asked him, we don't have time in a half an hour to go through all the different ways he hated it.
Wow.
When somebody asked him, why do you keep doing this then? What he answered was, I raised the money from my cousins, my parents, mm-hmm. and my best friends, and I don't have the courage to tell them that all their money is lost.
Wow.
Or completely.
Wow.
And he'd been doing it for 25 years.
That's terrible.
That's the dark side. That's why the truth of persistence is only half true. Because just like I say, well, don't just do what you love. Do what your customers love.
Right.
Should that be
the answer, though, Tim? Even if it's rough, even if it's tough, even if you're wondering whether you're going to make it or not, if it's still making you happy, maybe that's the thing that, to tell you. If it's making you more happy than unhappy, maybe that's the thing that tells you to come back the next day. What do you think?
I think the flaw in that is what you just said a couple minutes ago about pathological optimists, because we've known the people who won't give up and slowly drip their lives away.
Yeah.
And that happens.
Oh, I've seen that.
You know?
But those were, everyone that I've ever seen like that, they also didn't seem to be happy people to me. And I just think one of the things that entrepreneurship ought to give you, one of the things you ought to be able to, if it doesn't make you rich, if it doesn't give you success or financial, you know, extreme financial success or whatever, it ought to make you happy. And if it doesn't, I think you ought to go do something else. What do you think?
I think it's a tough one because there, you just came up with a
My business has not made me a fifth half truth there. My business has not made me wildly, incredibly rich at all. It hasn't, you know, it hasn't gotten me all the things that maybe I would like to have had. But you know what, Tim? It has made me happy.
It is successful too.
Yeah, it has made me happy, and that's a marker for me. That's a good side of the half-truth. We got more of this after these messages with Tim Berry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.